One other thing I thought of that I just mentioned that some of you may know about, and I'm not prepared to demonstrate it at all, but it's called pattern typing. If any of you use FlickType that was out a while ago, this has actually been integrated into the iPhone. If I am typing a message and I've got a bunch of words I want to type, rather than finding each letter and typing it, I can hold my finger on the first letter of a word I want to type until I hear a blip. And then I just start moving my finger around in the basic shape of the word that I'm trying to type. You do not have to be accurate at all with it. You just have to be in the general area and it will guess what the word is that you're trying to type. But if you lift your finger in the middle of it, you've messed up. So I find that I make a lot of mistakes with it, but I suspect I might get good at it if I tried it long enough. And it's kind of fun to play with, but it can be frustrating too. There is a setting that you have to tell it how long to wait before it goes into that mode when you put your finger on a letter. And it was initially set to 1 second. And I found that I couldn't type text messages worth a darn because I kept accidentally getting into that mode and then getting nervous and not doing it right. So I set it to 2 seconds and that made all the difference in the world. It's fun to play with and I think has some usefulness once you get past the learning curve. I don't know, any of you using that?
I just wanted to say it's called Slide to Type. Maybe I'll give it another shot if they adjust a little bit the typing echo. I actually turned mine off because I had been using it for a while and it was okay. But what annoyed me was the fact that it, and I kind of understand why they're doing it, but they're, when you start to type with it, it echoes, it starts repeating the word, you know, that it thinks you're entering. And I don't know, I just found that very distracting when I was trying to type and focus on what I was typing.
And of course, the idea is that once you hear it say the word, even if you haven't finished your pattern, you can just lift your finger and it types it. So, you know, that can save you a tenth of a second sometimes, I guess.
That's a good point. It could just be it's like a different thing and I, you know, would have to get used to it. And so I do have it in my rotor. So I didn't just turn it, you know, globally off. So I may turn it on and give it another go.
We'll wait and see what happens for our next Vibug meeting, which will be the second Saturday of April, we hope.